Welcome to today's episode. Hi, I'm Marcel Pick, a pediatric and OBGYN nurse practitioner, and I'm digging deeply into the new weight loss medications that have actually taken control of the media everywhere with regard to the newest, best option for people to lose weight. So today I want to dig a little deeper into what we heard from the show by Oprah Winfrey on her special, and see if I can help you unpack a little bit of the information. The reality that I'm finding is that those weight loss medications, as I've said now for months and actually years, are bringing to the forefront for the first time the idea that there are many people that have cravings, hunger, no stop valve for the food that they're eating, and have an enormous amount of noise of food that never goes away. And Oprah pointed out beautifully in her show that so many people have tried so many different things to stop that craving and to stop the hunger and to stop the noise of food, and nothing was really helping. So cutting back on calories, increasing exercise didn't make any difference for these people because those issues continued. However, the one thing that I want to point out to all of you is that we actually see a relationship between the advent of processed foods and the obesity rates that went up so high. So the truth is that the kinds of foods that we're eating are absolutely contributing to the need to have more information out there about that. So it's not calories in, calories out. We don't oftentimes have a mechanism in our body for many times when we're eating these foods to stop, so you continue to eat that food. And incredibly important is that we're seeing these weight loss medications, what they don't tell you, but you're no longer sometimes interested in food anymore at all. The good news is some people are able to have a half a bagel, as she pointed out, to have a small container of French fries or other processed foods, but that's also part of the problem. So the noise of food goes away, but the choices that you make are so incredibly important. And the problem I have with all of this is that about 17% of people that start the medications actually stop them. We also have a number of people that are staying on them that feel really horrible, and we have a number of people that are scared of taking them. And the GI symptoms that some experience, from nausea to chronic diarrhea to severe abdominal pain, is happening to a large number of people. And then the unfortunate part is when they stop the medication, they gain the weight back generally by an additional 10 pounds. So they need to stay on this medication for life to have this be successful. Now, we know it's been successful for diabetics, but we don't have any long-term studies still to date to see what's it going to do for people in the long run. So if you're somebody that has 100 pounds to lose or 80 pounds, 90 pounds, you've tried everything and it's not working, yes, these medications might be incredibly helpful for you as long as you don't have any of the side effects. But what's going to be so important is you've got to change the food that you're eating. Eating the same processed foods is not going to help in the long run. And it's conceivable that when you stop the medication, by changing the kinds of foods that you're having, that you actually will notice that you're not going to gain the weight back. Now, we see that cholesterol's come down. We see hemoglobin A1C's come down. But my worry is that these medications are going to be something you're going to have to stay, as I said, on for the rest of your life. So is it possible, and that's a question I'm asking, that they actually can stop the medications and then do all the alternatives that we're talking about here and notice a big difference, especially for addressing the neurotransmitters? Because the neurotransmitters work on the brain, and they actually are what's creating that craving, that need to continue to eat, the appetite control center of the brain. And we know that that also affects the noise of food. And the truth is, there are several supplements out there that are available to us that actually stop the noise of food that I've been talking about now for a number of years in the program that I created. So it is conceivable, but it's so important to know that this is a very, very, very important piece that we're understanding. And now we're starting to say, obesity is not your fault. I'm here to say it's probably part of the issue, because the food that we eat, the choices that we make, do make a big difference. So the weight loss world is starting to come alive with information. And what you saw on Oprah's show really helped people understand that the world is very condescending when it comes to people that are significantly overweight. And we know that for them, this has been so powerful and so important for them because it's really helped them change their lives. But I do continue to have concerns about the long-term effects of these medications. So I would urge people to look at some of the other options. But we do know that we need to help stop the cravings, stop the thought of food, stop the noise of food for people that really need this particular help. So if you want more information about this, you can certainly follow me because I have information about options for people. And if you enjoyed this and want to have more, please share it with other people and make a comment in the link below. And I'll be sure to answer this information. So stay tuned because there's so much now in the literature about what's going on. And I hope to be able to kind of decipher that for you in a really helpful way.
Hi, this is Marcel. I want to introduce you to a concept that's just so exciting. So we know that the weight loss medications, the semaglutide variety of medications, is very effective at decreasing your interest in food. The problem is that for many of you that you know that there are some side effects, and many of you that are watching this are seeing that you tried the medication and you didn't really feel very good on it, but you really wanted to lose that weight. The biggest problem I see in the weight loss industry in general is that so many people are hungry and they have cravings for these particular foods. So I created homeopathic drops that don't have significant side effects with nausea or problems with diarrhea or general GI discomfort. And what they do is they take the noise of food away, they suppress your appetite, and they really allow you the ability to be able to kind of sit back a bit and make some lifestyle changes and change your habits that are going to be the important thing long term. So for those of you that are interested, please look at the link below. And it's Marcel, MarcellePick.com. And you'll be able to see a link there also for looking at the 21-Day Quick Start, which is a 21-day program in which so many of my patients are losing weight very quickly, and also be able to get the homeopathic drops there.